This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The Chicago Tribune has a new owner. New York-based hedge fund Alden Global Capital took full ownership of the newspaper Friday. The hedge fund has a history of cutting staff at newspapers it's acquired, such as the Denver Post. Tim Franklin, a senior associate dean of Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism, joined WBEZ's Lisa Lavis to talk about what this means for Chicago.
So now you started your career at the Chicago Tribune and worked there a lot of years. And as a Tribune alum and advocate for local news initiatives, what's your reaction to this Alden sale?
Well, Lisa, look, the building is on fire, and it could become a five-alarm fire. So it's frightening what this could mean. I think not just for journalism in Chicago, but I think for the citizens of this region. I know that people have had issues with the Tribune through the years, and I understand that. But the Chicago Tribune is this iconic institution that has held a mirror up to the entire state, to the entire region. It's in some ways, it's the glue that binds together what's happening in the state of Illinois and in Chicago. And the concern is, given Alden's track record, that we could have many fewer journalists that are holding up that mirror, that are doing that accountability reporting.
What kind of ripple effect do you think Alden's ownership might have on local news across the country?
Well, there's the whole aspect of out-of-town ownership, but most importantly, it's the reduction of journalism and the reduction of staffing in newsrooms. There's all sorts of research, Lisa, that shows that in communities that have become news deserts, or where news has been so significantly cut, that there's less civic engagement, that voter turnout goes down, that government spending goes up, that government borrowing goes up. There are very tangible problems associated with the diminishment of journalism in communities, and that's what concerns me in this case.
Do you think Chicago is headed toward a one newspaper town?
Look, Chicago is blessed in that it has a number of digital startups that are doing a terrific job covering neighborhoods and communities in Chicago. And in some ways, Chicago is a model for that type of coverage. But what I'm concerned about is not having a news organization that is covering the entire state, the entire region, that is doing in-depth, time-consuming investigative reporting in the way that the Tribune has done it in the past. So I think the question is going to be, are we going to see a digital startup emerge of some type, like what happened, you referenced Denver, and the situation with Alden in Denver. A digital startup, the Colorado Sun, has now stepped up and is filling some of that void. Will we see that happen? Will we see the Sun-Times try to seize on this opportunity of what could be the diminishment of the Tribune, which obviously no one wants to see?
You mentioned some local news startups earlier, and now with the move to digital, do you think there's going to be a lot more collaborative reporting among lots of different types of groups?
We're already seeing this collaboration, which I think is going to have to happen. For example, the Better Government Association and the Chicago Tribune just partnered on a big investigation about fire safety in Chicago and people who had died in fires where there were known fire traps. I think this is a healthy thing, and I think it gets more engagement. I think it gets more visibility. It gets more eyeballs on these stories, and I think that the city benefits from it.
Tim Franklin is Senior Associate Dean of Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate it.